Okay, here we go. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome to WLS Success Matters Saturday Morning Support Group. Thank you all for being here. It looks like we've got a lively group of folks. We appreciate you taking out time to work on yourself and do it with us. I am Wendy. I am half of WLS Success Matters. Sandy and I have been WLS Success Matters since 2013. We are bariatric support group leaders, bariatric coaches, bariatric instructors, and bariatric patients. So we're really thrilled to be able to share this journey with you and welcome you to WLS Success Matters. So I hear background noise, so I'm just going to repeat because I know we have some new callers that have joined us. Please look at your phone and hit *6. We have a large group with us, and when you hit *6, that puts you on mute. So that eliminates any background noise, papers rustling, dogs barking, water running, toilet flushing. Trust me, I've heard it. And we can have a great conversation. Everyone can hear. And as I mentioned, it's a conversation, so it's a two-way street. We're going to have engagement through this conversation, and I do want to hear what you have to say. So when you have a thought or a question and you simply want to share with the group, we want you to be heard, we want you to be understood, and you certainly are accepted here. So to do that, you'll hit *6 again. It's your best friend. *6 puts you on mute, and *6 takes you off of mute. Good? Yay. So diving right into it, here we are. I mean, I'm going to be 46 in September, and I've never lived through a pandemic. I've never had a stay-at-home order. I live in Washington State currently, and our stay-at-home order just got extended until May 31st. So, you know, hoping, wishing, living on a prayer, working myself like crazy, never enough hours in the day, and sometimes I don't even know what day of the week it is, right? So we're here, and we're going to focus on being weight loss surgery patients today. And that is why you're all here, right? Because you're a weight loss surgery patient or because you are working towards the goal, which is a key word for our conversation today, about moving towards becoming a weight loss surgery patient. So I want to ask the question. Here's the question for the conversation starter. Are you a goal setter? Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a goal setter or are you a goal getter? Which is it, goal setter or goal getter? Somebody tell me. Remember, *6 take you off of mute.
Hey,
goal
Wendy,
getter.
Vicky.
Goal getter.
I've been both goal setter and goal getter.
Okay. Hey, it happens. We can be both. I like the shift.
But it's unfortunately it's not all even all the time, you know.
Oh, I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And when there's I have the name of a Davis Brittany out there. You were also sharing. Are you a goal getter or a goal setter?
Goal getter.
Goal getter. Okay. So we have a goal getter and we have someone who dabbles in both goal setting and goal getting. Anybody else? Anybody never set a goal? Anybody not set a goal before? Brand new concept. Okay, so good. So we have people who are goal getters. So let me ask this question. When it comes to health and fitness goals, so put that thought into your head first. We're talking about health and fitness goals, right? What is the difference in your world? What has been the difference between your past and now when it comes to health and fitness goals? What differences have you lived as a weight loss surgery patient?
Consistency. That's the difference now.
Consistency. I love that one. Tell me more about that. What do you mean by consistency being the difference?
Well, because I've set weight loss goals for the last 50 years, I haven't always been consistent in doing what I need to do to reach those goals and setting them as SMART goals, attainable goals. So now I set things in a way that I'm more consistent and I can achieve them better.
Cool. Vicky is like music to my ears. I swear she wasn't here looking over my shoulder when I was writing my notes this morning. But she's taken a course or two with me before. So
that's
excellent.
Right. Yeah.
And what the so many things came out of that, and what I want everyone to take away, right? And we're going to talk about it further. So thanks for sharing that, Vicky. Is consistency, right? Consistency. Smart goal setting, which we're going to talk about, and she didn't put it into the exact words that I would use, but what I heard was action plans and execution. Action plans and execution. This is where people get lost. The difference between a goal setter and a goal getter is the action plan and the execution. Right, so those are big pieces that I want you to be able to walk away with today, and I want you to be able to implement change and consistency in your own journey so that you can live in the land of being a goal getter. Are you with me? I'm going to take that as a yes.
Yes.
I was talking to myself. You guys know that, right? Okay, good. So let's talk about
Shalon.
A little bit first. Oh, go ahead. Someone said something. I want to hear from you. S.H. Featherstone.
Yes.
Yes. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I just was able to get on. I had a hard time trying to get on.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome to WLS Success Matters. We're talking about being the difference between a goal setter and a goal getter. So welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. So anybody else? You know, Vicky hit on a couple of really big points, but I do want to extend that out to anybody else to share. And I want to hear from everybody. You're out there. Don't be a stranger. So let's talk about it. You know, again, look at health and fitness goals. Look at your past versus your current. What's the difference for you? Anybody else?
I think for me, it's a support. I was doing it alone back then, and now I'm doing it with support now.
It's been
helping.
So, tell me about that. What kind of support are you getting, and how has it helped?
Well, now I'm seeing the nutritionist every month, plus, support from home, support from, like, coworkers, keeping you there, making sure you stay on track and you're keeping on track as well. Plus, I'm also, doing an app that I said, where was this app years ago, which it would have helped me to track, how much I'm eating and the calories intake.
Oh, I love it. Fantastic. So another big piece of this conversation, thank you for sharing, right? Support. And the other piece of that, and if you could confirm this with me, caller, that support does not just show up at your front door. That is support that you have sought out and or asked for and found. Am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. That's correct, because it's hard when people are like, oh, no, you're fine. But when people are there and they want to support whatever goals and decisions you decide to set for yourself, it helps tremendously because, they're
right.
Cheering you on as well, and it feels good when you achieve whatever goals you're trying to get to and knowing that people are there, rooting you on, like a marathon.
Yeah, been there, done that, 26.2. I feel you. Woo! Mile 23 is a wall, a big wall. But you get over it and you cross the finish line. I love it. So many things. Thank you for sharing, right? So support that she had to seek out, find, ask, utilize, lean into, show up for, right? Didn't just show up at her door. And then how that support helps, right? Pushes her along, cares. Is interested, wants to know how she's doing, is curious, right? And then the thrill of it, the thrill of setting out on a journey of a goal and accomplishing it, and the feeling. You will hear me say, I have been saying it for the last 11 years, and feel free to take this away today. It is all about the feels, F-E-E-L-S, the feels. It is all about the feels. How you feel when you do something for yourself that matters to you. If you have put a priority on something, then it matters. So I want you to ask yourself, how do you prioritize? Write it down. How do you prioritize what matters? How do you prioritize what matters? And I hope that you're on top of the list. You're going to have to be as a weight loss surgery patient. Note that down too. Right? And when you prioritize yourself and you do the things that our callers are sharing, the way you feel can add confidence. Yeah, go ahead. I want you all to do it with me right now because I just did it. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I want you to sit up if you're sitting, because I am. And if you're standing, do it too. Tighten your core. Right? Just go ahead, pull your shoulders back, stand set up straight, tighten your core, and say that, the word confidence. Right? Go ahead, everybody, on the count of three. Can we just do it? Can we pull, sit up straight, pull in our core, throw back our shoulders, and say confidence on the count of three together? Let's do it. Let's just try it. Ready? One, two, three.
Confidence.
Right? Can you feel it?
Yeah.
That confidence, that feeling is something that we have the power to influence. And the reality is nobody else does. Nobody else can actually do it for us. They can support us. They can encourage us. They can cheer us along. They can motivate us. But they cannot feel it like we do. And we cannot buy it anywhere, not even on Amazon, okay? So it's all within you. So anytime you need to remember that you are the controller of your own confidence, do it. Pull in that core, sit up straight, pull back those shoulders, and allow yourself to say it, confidence, right? And know that every time you take a step in the world of execution and consistency, you get further along in, I'm going to have to put somebody on mute here, so I apologize. So I just want to remind everybody, star 6 will put you on mute. Look at your phone. Star 6, help me out here. That puts you on mute. So that background noise we're hearing, you hear how it's gone now? It's because I put somebody on mute for them, right? To come off of mute, you hit star 6 again, right? So star 6 keeps all that background noise out, and then star 6 allows you to come back in, okay? And she jumps back into her thoughts. So that confidence, you can call on it, and you're going to need it, right, to stay consistent. And to work on your SMART goals and to continue to build on those feelings of greatness and of confidence and of accomplishment so that you can fuel your forward progress. Write that down. Confidence fuels your forward progress. It's all about the feels. Okay. So, next question. Ready? What goals are you working on right now? What is today? Today is May 2nd. May 2nd, 2020. We have, oh no, 30 some odd days left in this month. Big month. Okay? So I want to hear from everybody, it's okay if we talk over each other. I'll do my best to see who's talking, and then we'll come back full circle so everybody gets a chance. But I want to know, what goals are you working on right now, this month, for the month of May? What do you got?
Preparing all, preparing meals and preparing things to take to work instead of buying them outside.
Oh, okay. Meal prep. You're talking to the, you're in the right place to talk about meal prep. I love it. And did you hear there was a reason behind it? Her meal prep, so she doesn't have to, so she has food to take at work and not have to buy it. Good. Like it. Thanks for sharing. So we've got meal prep on the line. Who else? What else?
As a pre-surgery candidate, I'm working on eating healthier and reducing intake right now and drinking my protein shakes.
Ooh, kind of I love it. Eating healthier, reducing intake, and learning to love the protein shake. Good one. Good, good, good. Anybody else? We've got some good ones. Let's hear some more. It's so inspiring to hear people's goals. Let's talk about it.
Trying to exercise a little bit more, pushing yourself. If you don't make your steps according to your daily, so just kind of finishing out your steps for the day.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to turn that into being about you. So what I heard was something is about a health goal, a fitness goal. And I heard about steps. How does that apply to you? What's your goal around steps this month?
So my goal this month is adding sports. I'm walking like half an hour to 1 hour every day. I'm not eating all day. I'm eating certain meals, like 3 meals, 2 snacks. That never happened before. Make me feeling good, actually.
Good. So what I heard is exercise goals, walking every day, and eating a certain number of meals each day, and feeling great. Love it.
Yeah.
Good job. Thanks for sharing. Shabri, I think it looks like you wanted to share.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. Absolutely.
Perfect. Okay. I'm going to put myself on mute now.
Oh, I thought you wanted to share something. Okay.
No, I just really want to listen in, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
I hope you write down some goals, even if you don't want to share them publicly.
Oh, trust me.
Okay.
Yes, I have pen and paper handy.
Perfect. Love it. Anybody else? I know. You know what the funny thing is? And I hope those callers out there right now, ears perk up. I see your name. I know who you are. You're my buddies. Why are you not speaking to me? Come on, friends. Talk to me. What goals are you working on? Don't make me call you out.
I think for me, my goal is to just try to keep moving, seeing that, you know, you're stuck at home at the moment. Just trying to stay in motion still, like you were before you were sanctioned to your house.
Before you were locked down. I like it. So there's a goal there, right? And we're going to talk about SMART goals. So I want you, you're guys going to see how this stuff unfolds, right? But it's, you know, her goal to keep moving, right? Keep in motion. Because for many of us, right, maybe you were getting all kinds of steps in your life, which are because you parked the car, walked inside, walked around a facility for work all day, whatever type of facility it was, got back in your car, went home, you know, and left your house. And now you don't get half of those steps because you don't do half of those things, right? So good, good. Okay. So thanks for everybody for sharing. I'm going to ask pretty much everybody that shared and everybody who's listening on the call, I'm going to offer something up, and that is going to be you need to get more clear on your goals. You're at a good start, right? But there's more to it than what I heard shared. And that this is what I hope you take away is the more to it, because there's a difference, right, between goal setting and goal getting. And it all starts with setting the goal first. And it needs to be really clear. So, you know, the questions you should be thinking about, how do you set goals? How do you set goals? I would love to just, I would like to hear from a new caller, someone that has not spoke yet. So I'm pointing at you. Yes, you. And I would love to ask, how do you currently set goals? How have you been setting goals? How did you set your May goal? Right? Who can share that hasn't already? Star 6 will take you off the mute.
What about just writing everything down?
So I think S.H. Featherstone, we've heard from you, but AP and Check Cash, tell me more. I haven't heard from you yet. I think you said your name was Eric.
Yes, just write, in my food journal, just set that goal for that month, that at the end of the month for the next month.
So say more about that. What is the exact goal?
If you want to, meal prepping and making, so that you have your meals all ready for that whole week so that you're not eating out or having the urge to stop somewhere and get fast food. And then incorporating, more vegetables, more good protein.
There you go. I love it. I heard three different things in that. One, I heard food journaling, right? That's why I asked you to get clear on it. First, I heard a month of food journaling. Then I heard meal planning. And then I heard the type of foods that you're going to incorporate into the meal plan, right? So I heard three goals in one.
Yep.
Yep.
And I haven't had my surgery yet. I'm pretty close. Hopefully with...
Welcome. Did you say hopefully when?
Hopefully with all this stuff going on in the country that once that clears up, then I'll be cleared to have my surgery.
Yeah. They're bringing in elective surgeries in certain places, it sounds, but... The reality is, there, you know, as much as you want to get there and as fast as you'd like for it to have been yesterday, you know, you're going to get there. And I know it's nerve-wracking and, you know, the wait seems like it's never going to be over, but it will. And my hope for you, Eric, is that 11 years later, you're still showing up to these phone calls like I am. Because the way you feel as a pre-op patient and then a surgical patient on the loser's bench with the rest of us, you need to maintain that energy, that drive, that determination, that focus forever. The desire and the need for you to stay consistent, that's what I hope you take away from this call and these goal settings, that 11 years later, I still do all of the stuff that we're talking about today to maintain 100% of my excess weight loss. It's when you stop doing the things that matter that you are so easily able to speak about as a pre-op patient that your success begins to crumble and you get lost. So that's my wish for you, Eric. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
You're here 11 years later on these calls looking for support and doing the same things you're doing today, and you will get there. Your surgery will get there. So how do you set goals, right? And how do you know what's important to you? That's the other thing I want you to write down. And I want you to ask yourself, how do you know what's important to you, right? As I was just speaking with Eric, I know 11 years later what's important to me. It's the same stuff that Eric's talking about as a pre-op patient. It hasn't changed, right? Those things have to matter. They have to be important. I have to matter. That's another thing. I want everybody to just take a second, right? And I want you to say, I matter. And this is not a joke. It is very challenging for many. It is very hard to say that you matter. It is hard to say, I matter. So just like we did earlier, when we sat up with that core tight, shoulders back, on the count of three, I would love to hear everybody say, I matter. Are you with me? One, two, three.
I matter.
I matter.
Yes. How's it feel?
Good.
That's how it should feel. You will need to remind yourself of that on a daily basis. If you are not doing it currently, start doing it. Start having that positive self-talk that I have confidence and that I matter, okay? Because you need to determine your priorities, not the rest of the world, right? Not the rest of the things, not the rest of the people. not the rest of the pandemic. You. You decide what matters to you and what's important, and then how you prioritize, right? So let's talk about long-range goals versus long-term goals versus short-term goals. Who could tell me what a long-term goal is? Somebody I haven't heard from, please. All you folks that are out there for your pre-op and you're going to want me to send you an email confirmation that you're here, you better step up to the plate. Do a little sharing here. You can't go to support group and just sit in the corner. Sorry. That's not how you cross off the checklist.
My long-term goal is to be now I lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
Where I want to be 1 year from now.
Okay.
What I want to feel like, and just what I want to feel like, and I want to feel better about myself.
Ooh, I love that one. Right. So what I hear is your long-term goal is that you want to feel better about yourself in 52 weeks, in 1 year. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would ask you to do is focus on what better means. That's very broad, and we'll get into the SMART goal strategy here in a second. But as a bariatric coach, my question would say to you, what does better mean? What does feel better mean? Define it. Any thoughts off the top of your head?
Like being able to walk up a set of stairs without feeling like you're about to die.
Okay. Is that a big enough goal for you?
Well, that's just my definition of better, like being able to walk up a set of stairs and be okay.
So being physically capable, right, having physical ability to accomplish simple tasks, right? Walking upstairs is
yep.
a pretty simple thing. Right? So having the
I think mine would be just wanting to feel healthier, able to play with my children without getting out of breath and tired and being able to go on walks and just enjoying my family.
Okay. So, great. So I'm hearing some long-range goals there, again, about your overall health and your ability to move in life easily so that you can enjoy your family. Right.
Right.
Wendy, okay. Feeling yeah. better for me is very important to be healthy, not to have high blood pressure, not to have swelling in my feet, playing with my kids. Feeling better means I like to wear clothes too, nice clothes.
Yeah.
Make me happy though. And work as a teacher, I need to run with my kindergarten students. I need to be thinner, healthier.
Good.
I'm happy. Even good. I'm not bad with my weight, but I will be better if I lose the weight I have. So my goal for May, I reduce, make my meal less. Just make exercise for the future. I eat less every week, little bit, even a bite. So I'm trying. Hopefully, this my goal will be helpful.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Right.
Thanks.
So mm-hmm. she brought in the. So I heard several different things. Thank you, callers, for sharing. And again, when we're talking about, I'm just going to always ask, what does healthier mean? Right? As long as you can define what it means, because healthier is a very broad stroke. Right? So I want to talk about the difference real quick between a long-term goal and a short-term goal, and then we'll talk about SMART goals. So a long-term goal, which somebody mentioned, one of the caller mentioned, a year from now she wants to have XYZ accomplished, right? So oftentimes you determine what the time frame is. Right now, when I say what's your goal for May, May could be, that goal might be a long-range goal, right? long-range mm-hmm. goal is in the next 30 days, I'm going to accomplish XYZ. Okay? Your long-range goal might be 52 weeks. It might be 1 year. It might be by May 2nd, 2021, right? It might be 6 months from now. It might be a 12-week period. You decide. But when we're setting long-range goals and short-range goals, we need to attach a time frame to it, okay? Typically, a long-range goal, if we're using a month of May, as I want to accomplish X by May 31st, right? My goal is to do XYZ by May 31st. Write it down. Use this template. I want to accomplish XYZ, you fill in the XYZ, by May 31st. Now we have a long-range goal. You with me?
Yes.
Good. Then we have the short-term goals. The short-term goals are, what are you going to do? Right? What smaller steps do you need to create DAPs, D-A-P, daily action plans, right? What DAPs, what smaller steps are you going to need to accomplish to support achieving the goal of XYZ by May 31st, okay? So they're shorter. So these might be weekly, and then they break down into daily. So when we're looking at the month of May, we need a weekly goal, and then we need daily goals. Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay. So in this scenario, long-range goal of the month, maybe XYZ by May 31st, and then short-term goal is weekly. And guess what? Since it happens to be Saturday, I would say that you should check in every Saturday. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Saturdays, including today in the month of May. So every Saturday you need to check in and say, what did I do? Did I do what I said I was going to do? Back to what Vicki said earlier about consistency and execution, right? You got to check in with yourself. And somebody mentioned earlier the support. The people I've asked for help, the tools and the resources I've used, I've found, and I incorporate. Am I using them? Right? The folks who said they were going to walk more every day, are you doing it? Right? What days did you get there? What days did you not? Celebrate the success. Look at the challenges. Overcome them. So then you can reset for the next week. You follow me?
Uh-huh.
Yep. And then you have the daily actions every day. What are you doing, right? The daily actions you're going to have to take in order to achieve those weekly goals. Because daily actions equate to weekly goals, and weekly goals add up to your month-long goal. You see the vision?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's talk about SMART goals, right? What is a SMART goal? Many of you on the call know this because you've worked with us before. Or maybe you've learned it somewhere else in your life. It's not rocket science. But I can tell you that I have conversations on a daily basis with folks that somehow forget what SMART goals are. So I want you guys to apply this to your goal, right? Remember, I'm giving you the formula. I want to accomplish XYZ by May 31st, okay? What does that mean? SMART. This is a... Each letter of the word SMART means something. Write it down. And it applies to goal setting so you can be a goal-getter because we're all going to be goal-getters here. So the S, be specific. Specify the goal. Okay? I want to complete a 5K in the month of March. I want to shed 10 pounds. May, not March. I want to shed 10 pounds in the month of May. I want to journal every meal in the month of May. I want to get my 10,000 steps in daily in the month of May, right? So very specific. So when people say they want to be healthier, that doesn't work, right? That's not specific. When people say they want to have less intake, doesn't work. It's not specific. When people say they want to be more consistent, doesn't help, not specific, right? Do you guys understand what I'm talking about being very specific with the goal?
Yes.
Good. Okay, so that's the S in SMART. The next piece is the M. How will you measure it? How will you measure it? Right? So I want to do XYZ in the month of May. Right? Well, XYZ, how am I going to measure XYZ? Okay? How do you measure that? So I want to complete a 5K in the month of May. How am I going to measure that? Any ideas? Right? I'm going to measure that by completing my training. I'm going to measure that by checking off every workout I do. I'm going to measure that, the number of days I planned to exercise to work towards the goal, and how many number of days I accomplished what I set out to do on my plan. I'm going to measure that by crossing the finish line, even if it's a virtual finish line. I'm going to measure that I did what I said I was going to do, right? So you need to know how you're going to measure it. If your goal is not measurable, guess what? You need a different goal. You have to be able to measure it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Anybody have a question about that?
Yeah, how do you make goals when you can't find balance?
What does that mean? Say more about that. What kind of balance are you looking for? Why can't you find it? I'm open to the dialogue. Go ahead. Oh, I think I scared her away. She's gone. Good question, right? Welcome to the land of coaching. We're here to ask the questions, right? So if you tell me something, I'm going to ask you the questions, and we're going to dive into it. And that's how you get past challenges, right? So hopefully that caller comes back, and we'll talk to her about that. Okay, so the next one, the next letter in the word SMART is A. Is it attainable, right? Is the goal of I want to accomplish X, Y, Z in May attainable? You have to ask yourself, is it attainable in the time frame that you have? Now, I know everybody wants to lose 50 pounds, right? It is not attainable. More than likely, you will not lose 50 pounds in 30 days unless you're fresh off of the weight loss surgery bench. That's possible, and also depending on how much you weigh. But I myself, at 11 years post-op, it is not attainable for me to say I'm going to lose 50 pounds in the month of May, okay? So you need to make sure it's attainable for you. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Ask yourself, is this attainable? And then you need, there's the R. There's an R in SMART. And I look at it two ways, right? I look at that R meaning, is it realistic? And the other one that I've come to find to be really important, is it relevant? Is it relevant? So this goal you're setting, why does it matter? Right? Is it really, you know, maybe the gal who was talking about balance, maybe her goal needs to be about balance. Right? Her goal sounded like it needs to be, I need to find balance between X, Y, and Z, because I didn't know what her balance is, so I can accomplish the following, right, in the month of May. So you need to really, really get clear to understand when you're setting goals to make it relevant and realistic. It has to have meaning to you. And you need to be able to figure out what's standing in your way and then focus on what's standing on your way first. Don't set yourself up for a goal that's all rosy and shiny and makes every, you know, makes you feel like, oh, yeah, that's the thing I need to do, if it's really not the thing you need to do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the next one is the T. Time frame. Got to have a time frame. I've made that pretty clear, right? In the month of May, you know, I will accomplish, my goal is to do X, Y, Z by May 31st. right? That's the time frame. So your goals have to have time frames, whether they're long range or short term, they have to have time frames. So does anybody have any questions about SMART before we move on?
I do, Shalon. Yes, I was writing everything down, but I missed, is the S SMART goals?
The S you said, and the S, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear, I didn't understand what you said.
Is the S for SMART goals?
It's S-M-A-R-T, SMART, and the S is for specific, specify with an S, specify. It must be very specific. So for me to say that I want to exercise more, that's not specific. You might think exercise more is specific, but it's not. I want to hit 10,000 steps per day in the month of May. That is specific. You follow me?
Yes.
Okay, good question. Anybody else?
Okay. I was just saying I missed the two letters. So SMART is for specific, and the M is for?
Measure.
How will I measure?
Measure.
Yep.
Okay, measure.
How will I measure?
Okay.
If you can't measure it, it's not a goal.
Okay. I have it now. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so the question, other questions you need to ask yourself, right? You need to set the goal. You need to ask, why? Why does this goal matter to you? And I'm here to tell you that you better be invested in that why. It's not a goal for anybody else. It's a goal for you. And honestly, you're going to have to want that goal. That why is going to have to be like wanting to be able to breathe. Now think about that for a second. Just pause with me. If you have background noise, could you please hit star 6 so I don't have to do it for you? Star 6, everybody check your phone. All right.
Is everybody still here?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Yep,
wow.
Everybody's still here? Yep, we're still here. Okay, so what I want to talk about is your why is going to have to be as great as wanting to breathe. So, and I was saying that this is, you know, I don't want anyone to take the thought process the wrong way since we're living with a horrible pandemic about and takes people's ability to breathe away, right? So I don't want to offend anybody with the thought process. But I do want everybody to think about it. Your why for your goal has to matter. And what I have learned is truly the why has to make me feel great enough about it that I want it as bad as I want to breathe. That's a goal, and that's a why that matters. So what I want everybody to do with me is I want all of us to take a big inhale, right, and then exhale. Try it again. Ready? Inhale. Exhale. Technically, that is a luxury right now in our world. There are so many people that cannot do that and will never be able to do that again, right?
Right.
Breathing is essential to living. And your goal, your why, is going to have to be that great. Right? So when you're getting specific with your goal, you need it to be as strong and as great. Your reason behind the why has to be as great as wanting to breathe.
Wendy, I think that's one of the challenges with the why, because I'm about 3 years out, is that the why has to change. And I think that's where when you get further on, you get stuck. Because early on, the why might be, you know, for me it was diabetes, and then you have different weight goals. And once you hit those things, you have to keep changing that why. If you don't, you kind of just start floating around, and that is where it gets hard for me, is finding that new why. You have to always reset that, something that's strong enough to make you feel like you have to breathe, and that's a huge challenge.
It can be, right? It can be.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a huge challenge for you.
It is,
and I get that.
Yeah,
and I appreciate you sharing it, because that's authentic, right? That's vulnerable. So oftentimes, you know, someone who weighed, you know, myself, 269 pounds at some point in my life, and then I weigh, you know, anywhere between 238 to 248 pounds. So I look like a different person, right? And the reality is, people who had never met me before don't know I'm a weight loss surgery patient think that this is how I've always looked, right? And they don't understand why I work out, you know, consistently, and that everything comes after my fitness. They don't understand why I still weigh, track, and measure all of my food 11 years later. They don't understand why I have to have my bottles of water with me no matter where I go. And when I'm traveling, the first thing I do is go get my smart water in my hotel room. They don't understand that I don't really have a desire to go out and eat huge meals, that food does not equal happiness, joy, celebration, stuff my face. Mm-hmm. Those aren't the things that I like to do anymore, right? So we have to, as the time goes on, Vicki, you know, to be relatable with you, yes, the goals are going to change. They have to change, right? And that's why it's great to set new goals every month, to set new goals every week, to look at what you're doing, because what it is the consistency. So you have to look at what you're doing, and that's why I mentioned, Eric. That's why I mentioned to Eric earlier about 11 years from now, I hope you're still here, and you're still calling, and you're still talking about your food journaling. Because as the goals to eliminate diabetes, remove sleep apnea, lower blood pressure, meet your goal weight, all those things will come, right, with effort. And how did those things get achieved? How did those things get achieved? How do you reach those goals?
Well, yeah, they're achieved by setting those goals.
Writing down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're achieved by writing them down, but they're also achieved by doing the work.
Definitely.
By execution.
Yes.
And so here's the thing. When diabetes is gone and high blood pressure is gone and sleep apnea is gone and goal weights are met, the work does not change. And I am looking right at you, 303 from Colorado. I wish you would say something. There are people on this call right now, myself included, that have been at their goal weight for years. And they are still, myself included, creating new goals all the time. But underlying all those new goals are the same goals. And the same goals are to follow the weight loss surgery rules to success. And those are nutrition, weigh and measure, eat protein first, followed by produce, drink at least 64 ounces of water a day, move your body on purpose, take your vitamins and supplements, stay accountable, practice personal accountability. So forever, you always have those set of goals. Regardless of where you are in your journey, those should be your daily goals forever until they become habits.
Mm-hmm.
And when they become lifestyle habits, you're still going to need to check in with yourself and make sure that you're executing.
Right.
It's when we stop executing those daily goals, those rules to success as a weight loss surgery patient, that we get lost. You guys follow me?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. So you want to ask yourself, what's the goal? You want to understand your why. You want to ask, when will you start? right? When are you going to start working on the goal? We're talking about May goals. It's a second. So if you haven't started yet, when will you start? Right?
Today.
Today. And I'm going to, I'm going to have to ask you to go to star six because there's background noise coming from your line. Star six mute, please. Then you have to ask yourself how. How are you going to do it? How are you going to accomplish the goal? Right? How do you make it happen? And then what challenges are going to show up? Hey, guess what? Has anybody ever accomplished a goal that had no challenges?
Nope.
That's a big fat no, right? Nope. So guess what? Prepare for the challenges. You will run into challenges. So that's okay. If we know what's up ahead, what can we do? We can
prepare
overcome.
For it.
Yes, prepare for it. Thank you. Exactly. We can prepare for it. So we know who we are. We know our environment. We know what stops us. We know what stands in our way. We know where the battles are. So that's fine. In our goal setting mode, not when we're in operation mode, not when we're like trying to execute something, don't do it there. Do it in the planning mode. Do it when you're in goal setting mode, right? Do it when you're doing your long term and your short term and your weekly and your daily plan, right? When you set it, look at it and say, what are the challenges? And then say, how am I going to overcome these challenges? Okay, so this is why people like us at WLS Matters exist. Because guess what we do really, really well? Anybody want to guess? Really? Nobody? I'll give it to you. We remove obstacles. We create. I'm sorry?
Did you say remove obstacles?
Yes, we do. Exactly.
Okay.
We remove obstacles. We create solutions to your challenges. We help you figure out what you already know, but you just haven't found it yet. That's what we do. So if you are challenged and you come to the point where, okay, here are the challenges. I know what my challenges are, X, Y, Z, right? And when you get to the point of how do I overcome those challenges, if you are stuck, if you have no idea, you're going to need support, right? You're going to need help. And I'm just letting you all know that WLS that says matters should probably tattoo re-remove challenges onto our foreheads. Because there is not a single challenge that we have been presented that we haven't helped someone create a solution for, right? And I'm also telling you, you have to remove the challenges. You have to prepare for the challenges. If you do not remove the challenges, if you do not find ways around the challenges, what do you think is going to happen when you're trying to accomplish the goal?
You're going to fail.
That's one way to put it. Thank you for sharing. What else? Right? I mean, straight to the point, you're going to fail. You're not going to get the goal. And then, so what do you become? A goal setter who never gets. And what are we all? What are we all going to be on this line?
Goal getters.
Goal getters. Yes. Thank you.
Goal getters.
Yes. Okay. So we've got a few minutes left, and the things that I want to highlight next are daily action plans, DAP, D-A-P. This is execution, right? We just talked about you got to have challenge. You have to have ways to overcome your challenges, right? And those ways are going to live in your daily action plan and your execution. When you fail to execute, when you do not execute, when you are paralyzed and cannot execute, when the priority is not enough, when you do not want it as bad as you want to breathe, guess what happens to execution? It doesn't happen, right? It does not happen. You have to execute. So I want you to ask yourself these questions. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do? Right? You want to meal plan better? What are you willing to do? I heard a gal say she didn't want to buy out food at work, so she's planning and packing her own homemade lunches. She's willing to do it. Right? What are you willing to do? I heard someone say they wanted to track their food, and they're writing it in a journal. They're putting it, you're using an app for a journal. They're willing to do that. What are you willing to do? If you want the goal, what are you willing to do? What support do you need? And guess what? You all are going to need support. I need support. There's not a single one of us on this journey who is on it alone. And we're here to tell you, you don't have to be on it alone. WLS Success Matters. We got you, right? We live and breathe this stuff 24/7, 365 days a year, and we surround ourselves with people who are doing the same thing right along with us. And most of them have been doing it with us for at least 5 years on a daily basis. They're like family, right? So you don't have to do it alone. And I would recommend that you don't try it alone. You will need support, and you will need to ask for it. Again, what needs to happen first? What's the next step? Maybe the next step is here. Maybe the next step is the fact that you showed up here today because you matter, right? Maybe that's it. What's your next step after the call? When you're done with this call, what's your next step?
Set a goal.
When will you do it, right? When will you do it? I heard someone say set a goal. When will you do it? Today? You're stuck at home. Yep, today. Make it matter. Right?
Yesterday.
The next question, how committed to this goal are you? How committed to it are you? Right? You got to know.
100%.
100%. What does that mean? Right? What does that mean? What does 100% mean? Tell me about that.
Doing everything you need to do to get to that goal.
Yeah. And when the challenges pop up, what does 100% mean?
Taking the tools to overcome the obstacles.
That's a beautifully wrapped reiteration of your learning here, and I love you for that. Thank you so much. That means you're taking something away today. That's very good. But what I want to say is, what it means is when your friend, your family, your coworker, your job, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your daughter, your dad, your mom, your aunt, your uncle, your pet, when they are like, me, 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 I'm first, come take care of me, we got to do this, it's time for happy hour, blah, 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 we need you to work more, you don't get any extra days off, but mom, I need you, whatever it is, you're going to have to say, no, sorry, can't do it at that time. I have something to do for me. I will take care of me first, and then I will put you on the priority list. This is a conversation. You're going to learn how to have it, and you're going to have to
have it
over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Okay? So,
yeah.
No, I don't do a happy hour just because it's 5 o'clock. I just got off from work. And I need to get in my 30 minutes of exercise today. After I get in my 30 minutes of exercise today, I'll be happy to do what you want. You do matter, but I matter more. And if I take care of myself, then I'm better to take care of you. Okay? Love you. Right? Even with your boss. This is what you have to do. Okay. So how will you know you've created – I'm sorry. How will you let yourself know you did what you committed to? How will you let yourself know you did what you committed to? You need to know it, right? You need to know. So I will know because I'm going to feel better. Well, what does that mean?
Yes, see it is though.
Right? What does feel better mean? Define it. I will know because I will be able to wear my size 2 jeans in my tank top, not worry about my flabby arms, not worry about my stomach, and not worry about how I look, because I will have accomplished what I said I was going to do, and I will be wearing my skinny jeans and my sexy shoulderless tank top and rocking it come summertime, because I'm not waiting till a stay-at-home order is over to care about my body. Boom. Right? So you need to understand what you are going to know, how you're going to know. How will you know for yourself that you did what you committed to? Okay? So with that said, it's 9:04. We've been going at it for an hour. Yay, happy Saturday. I'm going to be here until 9:30. You are welcome to stay. At the same time, I know life has lots of things going on. You got to travel from your kitchen to your living room and maybe to the backyard or the patio. I don't know. But if you need to go, understandable. Couple of admin pieces. Number one, we are WLSSuccessMatters.com, just like it sounds, WLSSuccessMatters.com. We have our free support group once a month, either on the first Saturday of the month or the third Thursday of the month. Look at the website to find out more. We also record these, so these are podcasts. We've been recording them for the last 6 or 7 years. Hundreds and hundreds of podcasts on our website. You can listen to at your leisure from anywhere, anytime. Great, great information in there. If you need motivation or support, go check out those free podcasts at WLSSuccessMatters.com. We are bariatric coaches. I work with bariatric patients every single day. So does Sandy. We are here to help you. So you can do one-on-one coaching with us. You can find out about that on our website. We also have our number one selling service, which is our weekly weigh-in group. It's a secret private Facebook group. We've been there since 2013. We have accountability, coaching, support, peer-to-peer mentorship, challenges, action challenges every week to keep you focused on the things that matter, those rules to success, so you never lose sight of what the little details are each day that are goals. Because those little details are what lay the foundation and maintain the foundation for you continuing successfully on the journey. So we're there 24/7, always in your pocket. Check us out, weekly weigh-in group. And then we also have our six-week web series for Back on Track. So it's a wonderful course held 6 weeks in a row, usually in the evening, and you can join by phone or video. And if you're struggling with a plateau, if you have a significant regain, or if you're a highly successful weight loss surgery patient and you just want to add more tools to your toolbox, the Back on Track class is phenomenal. We welcome you to join us. We also have a cookbook. Yes, we do. We wrote a cookbook a few years ago. It was the number one bestseller, hot new release on Amazon. Our cookbook is Eat Your Way to Success. And learn how to control hunger. Eat your way to success and learn how to control hunger. So they are recipes that both Sandy and I have created, and there's over 100 recipes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You will not go hungry. You will lose weight. It can help you maintain your weight. Amazon.com, you can get it, or on our website, WLSSuccessMatters.com. So anybody who is here as a pre-op patient and you need to check off the next box as you work your way to surgery day, you need to do the following. Listen carefully. You need to send an email, okay? Our email address, write it down, WLSSuccessMatters@gmail.com. WLSSuccessMatters@gmail.com. And you need to say you're requesting a proof of attendance, and you also need to tell me what the topic today was. What did we discuss? Right? And then you also need to provide who you want us to send proof of attendance to.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Can I get that email one more time?
Sure. WLSSuccessMatters@gmail.com. WLSSuccessMatters@gmail.com. So you need to send the email. You need to say you want proof of attendance. You need to describe what we discussed today. And you also need to tell us where to send it. Okay? It does not automatically happen. You must request it via email. You must tell us what you learned today, what the discussion was about, and you must tell us where to send it. So if you want it sent to your bariatric office, then we need an email address. Understood. Any questions about that?
No, ma'am. Yeah. All right.
So we can request it to be sent to our email?
Say it again?
Can we request it to be sent to our email and then we just give it to our doctors ourselves?
If that's what your doctor's office requires, then you just tell us that in the email. Absolutely.
Okay. No problem. Thank you.
Okay. You bet. So it is 9:08, 9:09 West Coast time. If you need to go, goodbye. Thanks for being here. I hope you had something. What are you taking away today? Anybody? Somebody tell me. What are you taking away? What's the highlight? Did I help? Are you glad you're here?
Daily action plan.
I learned
a lot.
Smart goals.
Oh, you learned a lot. Yay.
Be more of a goal getter than a goal setter.
Yeah.
I have a lot to think about.
Oh, good. Say it again.
I said I've got 4 pages of notes so far.
Oh, good. Yay. Excellent. Well, be sure to stay in touch. Like I said, we're WLS Success Matters on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're all over those places. You have our email address. You know our website. Don't be a stranger. Come on down. We do this every day, all day. So we'd be happy to have you join us. For those of you that need to go, thank you for being here. My goal was that you walked away feeling confident, feeling like you matter, and being able to create a plan for success for you around a goal at a minimum for the month of May. So go get after it, okay? And if you need help, we're here to help you. If you don't need to go and you want to stay, I'm going to be here until 9:30, and I open it up to you. If you have questions or thoughts or topics you want to discuss, we'll do it. So there's a lot of callers on the line. How can I help?
Thank you, Wendy. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for having me.
Hello? I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead with your question.
I'm trying to, I'm in my pre-op stage, and I'm trying to develop a regimen for a morning routine as far as getting things together, as far as I already meal prep. I already use my Fitness Pal to do all of that, but I'm trying to get something to where, because I feel rushed. So I'm trying to find a regimen. What do you think would be a best way of trying to come up with a regimen?
Okay. Well, there's a couple of things in there, right? First, I hear you say you're feeling rushed. So what I hear you say is you're trying to eliminate rush, but I don't know what you're feeling rushed about. And I also don't know how much time you have in the morning, right, and what your planning is before the morning comes. So there's a lot to unpack there. And then the other thing I hear is regimen. You're looking for a regimen, so it sounds like you think regimen is the solution. So what are you currently doing that makes you feel – why do you feel rushed? What's causing you to feel rushed?
It's not that I'm – that. Okay, so one, I am a nursing student, and I also work – I also work as well, and I also have teenage children. Rush meaning finding enough time in the day to speak. I write down all my goals. I try to obtain them, but my problem is trying to get into regimen, meaning some type of a daily habit, because like I'll do it this day, and then the next day I'll try to do it, but I won't succeed. So then I'll go back to trying to go back to it the next day. So I took from the dab that you said, but my thing is just trying to find, not that I need a regimen, but I wanted to develop a healthy habit. So that way I don't feel like, okay, if I don't get the 30 minutes in, or if I don't do the hour, I can try to do it another time. But also feel okay with the fact that, because I beat myself up that I didn't accomplish it. So that's why I feel rushed, because working a 12-hour shift and then also in nursing school, it's a lot. Just that part.
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. I understand completely. You have no idea how much I understand. So I heard more stuff here. So this is why coaching works, everybody who's still in the line. This is why coaching works, and this is why being a part of our weekly weigh-in group works, because we have these conversations every day, all day. And it's valuable, and it's not necessarily free, right? So it's good that we can have the conversation here in the support group. But I would ask the caller to consider doing some coaching with me and or consider doing our weekly weigh-in group to truly be able to help you. So what I heard you say, what came up was that you're struggling to find consistency, and what I heard was you're struggling to find consistency around fitness. Because I heard you talk about getting in your exercise every day or not. And is that the challenge that you have? You feel too rushed in life to be able to execute on your fitness plan that you have. Do I have that right?
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
So do you see how we drilled that down from where you started? And this is the process that you have to go to. So if you can't do it on your own, then you need someone to help you, like me, right? So that's it. So your rush is your. So let's start out by making a SMART goal, because what I hear you saying is you may be having a goal that doesn't fit your lifestyle, and when you create a goal that's not attainable and it's not realistic, right? Going back to the SMART, then you set yourself up for failure, and when you set yourself up.
I don't think that it's untenable. My issue is on different days, like I can set my goals on Sunday and I'll say I want to get at least my water. I want to do all of my water. I want to make sure I do all of my protein. I want to make sure that I do my vitamins. I want to make sure that I do some type of activity. On different days, if I work night shift, so I can obtain all of these goals. I can say, yes, I can get it in, but I feel rushed to get them in. So it's kind of hard of trying to, because of the schedule, and not making one more important than the other. It's just kind of, they're realistic, but it's the willpower of having enough time to do them, if that makes sense. So that's why I'm trying to find some type of regimen, meaning some type of morning routine. So,
yeah, but what is the morning? So you're all over the place with it, right? And again, I applaud you. I'm here with you 100%, right? We're working through this. You're being vulnerable. You're trying to come up with a solution. So we're on point, right? So this is a no judgment zone for me, right? But what I'm hearing is multiple things, right? I keep hearing about this work thing. You and I and everybody else in the world, I started working at 5 a.m. yesterday, and I stopped at 12:15 a.m., okay? And I worked, and then I was back up at 6 a.m. today for this. So I've had 6 hours of sleep, and that was pretty much my whole entire week. And I managed to get in my fitness. I managed to get in my water. I managed to get in my protein. I managed to get in my vitamins and supplements. I managed to take care of myself, right? So it can be done, but you're not alone. So I often hear people talk about the struggles, like all these things that they have to do and nobody else has any of these things to do. We all do, right? So put that stuff aside, right? Life is always going to happen. You're going to graduate from your program or whatever it is you're working on, right, and you're going to have 10% more of stuff to do. It's not going away, right? You're always going to be busy. Life is always going to be demanding. That's just going to happen. So let's accept that, right? So what I'm hearing you saying is that you're setting out a plan, and the plan is a good one because it includes all those success habits. And what you're trying to do is incorporate them into your daily life. That's called adjusting the way you live and building a habit. I keep hearing this part about the morning. What do you want to happen in the morning that's not?
I don't think this the fact of I'm just thinking that usually I am better. I'm a morning person, but I work night shift. So when I get off from a 12-hour shift and I try to do all these things, I feel rushed because I'm fighting against sleep. So I'm fighting against time. So that's why I'm just thinking, I mean, I agree. I'm just like everybody else that has, you know, that does this. I'm just thinking that you would get more done in the morning time versus the evening time, because the evening I work. And I'm only limited a certain amount of time because I do work a night shift. If that makes sense. So now I'm working more hours because of the pandemic.
Right. So, and bravo to you. Thanks for being out there. My sister-in-law is the director of nursing at Marina Del Rey Hospital at Cedars-Sinai in California. And she's working 11 to 14 days in a row. And she is staying in a hotel that the hospital is now providing for all the healthcare workers on the front line. So I come from a family of nurses, my mom and all my aunts as well. So I really appreciate you being out there. Thanks. And I'm staying home. So I'm trying not to contribute to the problem. But what I want to say here is that what if it's not about the rest of the world's schedule, this whole morning, noon, night thing? You need to live on your schedule, right? What if it's about your schedule? So when you wake up and when you go to sleep, when you wake up, that's your morning. When you go to sleep, that's your night. And it's not based on a 24-hour sun-up, sundown calendar, time clock. Okay? So what if...
I like this sentence. I like it.
Say it again.
I like this sentence. When you wake up, it's morning, your morning. Because sometimes, as a mom, I'm sorry I interrupt the conversation, but she's talking about really my problem with all of this rush with life, kids, work. So, when we wake up the morning, sometimes we wake up late and our day starts late, or the opposite. So that's right.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, but I want to go back to my caller. So thanks for, I'm glad we're a hot topic button for the caller that just shared. But for the caller that I'm working through this with, so what, if you are most productive, is it when in your morning when you wake up, is that when you're most productive? Or are you saying morning on the a.m. clock schedule is when you're most productive? Help me with that.
Yeah, when we wake up should be the morning.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Let me go back to the caller I was working with. I know you want to have input, but I don't want to leave her unfinished. So let me go back to her, okay?
Of course.
Okay. That's okay. Okay, so caller that I was working with.
I would say that my AM is like when I get off from work, I'm more energized to do things versus if I go home and I go to sleep and then I wake up and then I have all these other things that I do. So I think for me personally, my schedule works in the AM. I'm a more of a morning person.
Okay. So what I hear you saying is a couple of things. So what you're saying is with your busy workload, et cetera, like the rest of the world, when you get off from work, that is when you are the most productive. And that just happens to be currently that time frame is AM on the clock, but it's when you get out of work. So what if we start thinking about that? When I get out of work, I have XYZ that I plan to accomplish. So let's start there. Okay. So what are you currently doing, you know, when you're talking about, you want to, what goes on when you get out of work? What's not happening? Why do you feel rushed after work? You're trying to find regime, right, a regimen.
No, so I'm rushed because I have to go to sleep because I have to do it again. So, and like, I have to start, you know, I have to do my day all over again. So, even, I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to find something to where, how can I say this? Be more specific, Jasmine. Let's see.
You're getting there.
In my situation, it may be different. I mean, I know I'm different from everyone else. I work the 7 to 7. I'm just using my example. I work 7 to 7. So by the time I get off at 7 in the morning, I'm still tired. I'm still defeated, but I feel like I'm more successful. Just me being a morning person. Before I work night shift, I'm a morning person. So on the days that I don't work, I still get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I do my meditation. I try to do all of those things. But my problem is getting the motivation to find some type of a habit to be consistent with my exercise. So I guess that's more specific. On top of my class starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, then I'm going to class, you know, my nursing school, on top of I'm still working 12-hour shifts, and I also have you know, a home life that I'm dealing with my children. So my thing is, what I was just trying to see is, what's an example of a regimen, a morning routine is what I'm trying to find out, far as an exercise regimen. That's what
you
I'm
decide. Yeah, so you're getting there, right? You're getting more specific. And we have about 6 minutes left, so what I'm going to tell you is that you are looking for an answer that you have the answer to, right? I can't tell you what to do because I'm not you. And I have learned that by me telling people what to do, that doesn't mean they're going to do it. So you have to work to create what you can do, right? And again, going back to the various things you shared, I get it. You feel rushed because you're going from work to school to home to family, et cetera. But I also heard you say you set goals, and then if you can't accomplish them, you try again the next day, which is good. Keep doing that. I also heard you say when you set the goal and you don't accomplish it, it doesn't feel very good. We talked about it's all about the feels. So I recommended maybe you need to reevaluate the goal, right?
Okay.
So if the goal, maybe it's not every day, right? So I've done things like if I work Monday through Friday and I have Saturday and Sunday off, so you work whatever your schedule is, doesn't matter. Any day that you do not go to work, the number one priority is that fitness that you're talking about. Nothing else matters. Start having those conversations with everybody, because on the days that I'm not getting pulled in 322 directions, the first thing that I take care of is me. So start there. Just because you have a day off from work doesn't mean you have a day off from exercise. Start right there. Build that habit. When you build that habit, you start feeling good, right? When you start feeling good, you'll want to do it again. When you want to do it again, you get consistent. When you get consistent, you find a way to make it happen, right? So then the other thing is, again, make it a realistic goal. So one, you're going to do it on the days that you don't have to work because you have no excuses on the days that you don't have to work. You have less to do so you can become the priority. And then when you start practicing that, build in additional days. Maybe it doesn't have to be every day. Maybe it needs to be every other day. Maybe it needs to be when you get home from work. Maybe you don't go home from work. Maybe you go to the gym. Maybe you go outside. Maybe, you know, see what I'm saying? Maybe your gym is in your garage and you stop in the garage and work out before you even go in the house. So if you need to have the separation between work and home to get in your fitness time, then what if you did that, right? Do it someplace else before you get home to the chaos. And if it's you know, the days that you have school and you can't fit in the amount of time that you want to do, then what can you do? Can you do 15 minutes now and 15 minutes later in the day, right? So and then what is the fitness? Right? Know what it is. How much time are you going to dedicate to it? Where are you going to do it? What tools do you need to do it? And how long are you going to do it? You know, don't expect that you're going to go from 0 to 100 overnight. So reasonably, what I have found, my surgeon, every surgeon has a rule. If you do not know your surgeon's rule, pick up the phone, call them and ask. They'll be happy to hear from you right now because they're doing nothing, right, in the world of bariatric patients unless it's an emergency. So call them. My surgeon's rule is 210 minutes a week of fitness, not steps. To all you who are counting your steps, have fun with that. To me, that is not fitness. My surgeon is on-purpose fitness for 30 minutes a day and or 210 minutes a week. Slice up that 210 minutes a week any way you want. I looked at myself 11 years ago and said, gee, that's a lot of minutes. How can I make that the least overwhelming? How can I fit that into my life? Oh, 210 divided by 7, that's 30 minutes a day. You know what? I watch TV for more than 30 minutes a day. I eat junk food more than 30 minutes a day. I drink alcohol more than 30 minutes a day. I want, you know, so heck yeah, I can give up any of those things
and do at least 30 minutes of on-purpose fitness each day. And I had to start small, right? I had to start with walking to the stop sign and back, and then walking to the next stop sign and back, and then walking to the third stop sign and back, to the point where I was able to walk for 30 minutes at a time, right? Matter of fact, I started walking in the backyard before I even went outside the house to get to the stop sign. So maybe you need to start with 3 days a week instead of seven, right? You need to build up to the 210. So don't set a huge goal, particularly if you've been trying to do that and not able to execute it. Reevaluate how you're setting your goal. Know that your long-term goal may be 7 days a week, 30 minutes a day, right? But the short-term goal is 3 days a week. And learn how you can make those 3 days a week fit into your busy schedule successfully and consistently, and then add to it. Does that help you, caller?
Yes, it does. Thank you. I am. Thank you. It does.
Okay, good. All right. Well, it's 9:30. I see we still have a lot of folks on the call. Thanks for being here. I got to get on with my Saturday.
Thank you.
I hope you all have
Thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome. I hope you all have a great week. Stay home. Stay safe for our health care frontline workers. Amtrak employees like my husband, airline people, restaurant workers, factory workers, postal service workers, everybody that's
Thank
out
you
there
so
as
much.
Cannabis employee workers, everybody who's out there as an essential worker, thank you. I'm staying home for you. All right, take care, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Wendy.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.